The Maine State Chamber teamed up with a coalition of business leaders today to announce its opposition to question one on the November ballot. That's a statewide citizens initiative designed to strengthen Maine's clean election law. As Tom Porter explains, they say they're not opposed to the intent of the proposal, but they do object to the way it would be funded.
On November 3rd, Mainers going to the polls will be asked to approve a measure to strengthen the state's existing clean election law. Question one would allow publicly financed candidates, under certain conditions, to access additional funds.
Let me be clear at the very outset. We're not here in opposition to publicly financed candidates, nor are we here to speak in opposition to what I would describe as their intended purpose, the spirit of their efforts.
Dana Connors is president of the Maine State Chamber of Commerce. He addressed a news conference at the Portland Regional Chamber Thursday morning where he was backed by a coalition of 15 other business leaders. Their opposition to question one, he says, is focused on the way the clean elections law would be funded, with the permanent elimination of $6 million in business tax incentives every 2 years to help fund the campaigns of publicly financed candidates.
$6 million that is intended to be used to grow our economy instead will go to candidates for their signs or for their efforts within their campaign.
Incentives have existed since biblical times. From the beginning of time, people have used the tax code to encourage specific behavior.
Peter Del Greco is president and CEO of Maine & Company, a nonprofit that encourages business development in the state. The removal of corporate tax breaks, he says, sends the wrong message to businesses who may be thinking of investing in Maine.
Question one does make new job creation in Maine. It makes it harder. And if it is implemented poorly, it could also lead to eventual job losses.
Opponents also say the language in question one is misleading.
Question one is not all that it implies.
Jim Nyman runs the Sanford Economic Growth Council.
When I first looked at it, I was just sort of taken in by the title. It sounded like a good thing, mom and apple pie.
But Nyman says he grew concerned when he read the small print, particularly what it said about funding sources.
Let's pay for this measure by permanently eliminating $6 million in business tax incentives, but it fails to define what that means.
Not all of Maine's business owners oppose question one. The state's Small Business Coalition, representing more than 4,000 business owners, supports the measure. One of those business people is Wells Lyons, co-owner of Portland-based wallet manufacturer Rogue Industries. He's also running as a Democrat for the Portland City Council next month.
Question one is going to put elections back in the hands of everyday Maine people.
It's not a surprise, he says, that the Maine State Chamber has come out against the proposal.
When it's the very corporations they represent who write the big campaign checks and earn political favors by doing so.
Supporters also point out that the law is only intended to scrap incentives that are underperforming. Andrew Bossy is president of Maine Citizens for Clean Elections.
In this legislation, we direct the legislature to find one or more tax expenditures that have little or no economic proven benefit to the people of the state of Maine.
And then use that money to fund the clean election law.
And that way we can have fair debates about policy, about what everyday Maine people need, not what lobbyists and wealthy campaign contributors want from our legislature.
The chamber-led coalition argues that all business tax breaks serve a useful purpose, but if any are found to be underperforming, it would be better for the Maine economy if they were redirected towards more successful incentive programs rather than used to fund political campaigns. For MPBN News, I'm Tom Porter.